innercitygeeks.net. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 192. And joining me today, I have Alex.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Don't mind me. If you hear random noises in the background, that's me making a sandwich, because it's been a long day of laundry, and this is the first time I get to eat. So, you
know. Yeah, it's a long day.
Listen to discretion. Yeah, listen to discretion is advised.
Yeah, it's fair. It's only fair because we are recording on a different day instead of our usual Friday. Everybody had some shit to do.
Friday was a different day.
Yeah, and then I also kind of fucked up on the recording because I did a whole solo recording and it didn't come out right. So I figured, why not do it again?
Redo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 192 redo, or the redux, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It's kind of funny. I think that like that 192 redo. That's the episode name.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see.
Oh yeah. Because whenever we get into it, we just always comes up with something random.
Of course.
Like
of course.
how the last episode was Nut Dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's going on, dude? How you been, man? How's the week been treating you?
The week has been different, dude. The weekend so far has been okay, but the week was work and something happened that really got me upset. So, you know, sit back and relax, folks, because you're going to have a fun story to hear.
Yay.
Okay, so this week, our site, and I think you know with how a company works or whatever, we mm-hmm. have what they call the site certification.
Yeah.
So because we had the site certification or whatever, my supervisor, this was his first site certification, like, you know, as doing trying to do stuff by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that was conducting the site certification was my boss's boss. And, you know, I'm cool with the dude. So, you know, I was just like, all right, whatever. Like, it's not a big deal. So when he was asking, you know, the supervisor questions or whatever, this guy was getting like super nervous and kept saying like, you know, things like, oh, we don't do that. No, we don't do that. And like, if you look at your procedure guide, right, it says that your site does this and this is how it's done.
Oh, shit.
You know, so, you know, it's just this dude's getting nervous all the time. So,
is this like his first time doing it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like because the last time it was just he was like kind of his boss, his manager, my boss,
right,
guided him last time, like, you know, like did most of it, you know, herself.
Gotcha.
So this time it was all on him. Since it was all on him, he was getting all nervous and like kept getting lost on the questions. And mind you, I'm not trying to be bad. I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, but they were basic questions that. Like, yes, we do that in the site, but it's not for me to answer.
Right.
So there was one part where they asked me a question about something, and, you know, I said the correct answer because they asked me specifically about something. So,
mm-hmm.
right. I mean, you know me that I like to get, you know, I like to go into tangents sometimes. So I just kind of added on to it, which I didn't really have to.
Of course.
But, you know, I was just like, oh, that's it. That's it. You answered it correctly. Okay. I was like, all right, cool. So at the end of the thing, we found out, like, you know, because the passing score in the standards for the company is a 90.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct, I think we got, like, between an 84 to an 86.
It's just minor points that fuck with you.
Yeah, no. But the thing was this, and this is what really got to me, dude. The guy that was conducting the certification, right? He was trying to help out, saying if you want to dispute anything, dispute it now. Like him, it was his way of saying, like, you know, listen, I got you. If you know, like, please, kind of go over this. But my manager, she's like so by the book. She was like, nope, it is what it is. We got this. And in my mind, I'm screaming like, and in my mind, I'm screaming like, you know, yeah. Like, you know, like he's trying to help you. What the hell?
Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up and help yourself, bitch.
Yeah. So because of which, whatever the hell, you know, they didn't pass, and she wanted to have, like, my like thought process was just like, oh my god, we're gonna have a needless meeting to go over, like, you know, like, oh, that since we failed, blah blah blah, this and that. No, that wasn't the case. That didn't happen. Apparently, he had the meeting with her, like, you know, in private. So
of course,
it was, she wanted to talk to him. So because, you know, it was just like he, like, you know, him, because of nervousness, whatever the hell, made, you know, apparently made the site look bad. Even though we do what we got to do. And, you know, honestly, dude, it's just like the certification is just so whatever standards that the company is.
Right. To see, like, if, you know, if the site is up to par.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that everything is okay. It's just not 100% by the company standards, if you will.
Yeah. Like, you know. I know. By corporate standards.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do what we got to do. And, yeah, that's it. So, but because of which, it was like, all right.
The only thing that sucks now is that the only thing that sucks now is that they're gonna be coming back within the next month and a half, 2 months to fucking see if everything is fine.
Yes, and with you know, with that being, you know, with that already being said and done of, you know, the whole thing, right? Hopefully, this guy won't get as nervous and know, like, yes, we do this, yes, we do that. Unless he, you know, unless he gets nervous in like situations and such like tests. And he'll kind of like, again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the thing is, this is like, you know, I don't wish any ill will or whatever the hell, but to me, it was just like, oh, well, you know, I didn't do it, so.
Yeah, basically. What I always tell them is like, no, don't fucking trust it. It's not that fucking serious.
No, it's just, you're just doing it right now for, you know, for company standards. Like, you know, they have like this certain view, like, this is how it should be said, this is how it should be done. So yeah, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right.
Yeah, it's all good. Ain't no thing. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just gotta make sure you're up to it later on.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I mean, like, I do what I gotta do and everything's fine. So whatever.
Okay, I do my job.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, technically that's what it is. I don't care. Like, you know, it's just, I know I didn't mess up, so I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. You did the right thing.
Exactly. You know, I did the right thing. I answered my part right. So it's just like, you know, I don't have to worry because I know I did well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Good job, sir. So,
yeah, good job me. Bad job everyone else. So, yeah, so other than that, the other thing was, as you know, about Friday, and I think I should just mention it here, I was actually hanging out with one of the other ICT brethren and one of the supporters.
Yes.
So it was
that was super fun.
Oh yeah, so I can add to it so the fans could understand. I, you know, since we're all, you know, like a lot, we have like a good, like we have this group of friends that we hang out with. Everyone supports one another and everything like that. And Steve is like the center of it all because Steve was the one that kind of like, you know, brought everyone together, if you will. So
I'm like the ringleader.
Yeah. Do, whatever. All right, so it was, I was hanging out with Mario, you know, of Manga Times and Anime World and
Comics Con Sabor.
Comics Con Sabor, you know, that, you know, of that acclaim, right? The last time I got to see him in person was actually in November when I went to go to Anime NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to mute the mic for a second because I coughing fit. So yeah, so our friend and supporter Tan, right? The last time I hung out with her was actually like sometime last month when I surprised her with a bottle of coquito that I've been holding on to.
Nice.
Was specifically for her. So yeah, so that's the last time I hung out with her. So Mario, Tan, and I, like, you know, every time when conventions come, you know, come around, we always hang together and we just, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it hasn't been a convention in quite a while, so it was actually Mario's idea, like, when are we all going to all hang out?
Well, that's awesome.
So we decided to actually go to Tan's job, because her site, where she works at, it's a loft, and, you know, it's, like, very, very calm, open space, very, you know, very laid back. So I was just like, why don't we hang there? Because for everyone, it's like good traveling distance after they can go, because from there, Tan can go straight home. I can go straight home on the, you know, on the line, because there's one line that's like right there that I could just take to go straight. And Mario was working around the area afterwards too. So it was like, yeah, everyone, this train, you know, there's all different trains right there, so we can all meet. So yeah, so we were hanging out, we were drinking. And we were just, you know, shooting the shit and having fun. So then I decided, as a surprise, to add you to this, you know, to this thing. So, you know, we did a video chat, and we spent, what was it, like almost an hour?
Yeah.
Maybe like more?
5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, so we spent like almost an hour of just joking around, having fun, like if Steve was right there.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Yeah, dude, it was a blast. So just joking around and fucking debauchery, and, you know, and at the same time drinking. Yeah, so, yeah.
It brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah, it did. It was really fun, dude. And the one thing that was said, and I am going to bring it up here, is that I agree with them saying that it would be nice for you to come back here, at least, you know, be it a weekend or whatever, but just so we can just all hang out again like we used to, dude. Like, you know, just have a fun time and just, you know, debauchery. And, you know, like, what do you mean?
That will be happening. That will be happening.
Yeah. So, and I kept joking around saying we have to record this for a podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Because the way that everything was going on and just how much fun we were having.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything that was, like, spoken about, and, like, everything that was on that conversation, just like, this would have made a great episode.
It would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And then I kept thinking to myself, maybe I should have done that. Maybe we should have just recorded that live thing, and just that would have been episode 192.
Right? Exactly. It's all good, though.
But I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that till after the fact.
It would have been a different episode of a bonus round.
Yeah, actually, that's perfect, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's why you're the pop father, dude. Okay. Got it. All right. So now it's your turn, dude. What you been up to?
A couple things I kind of wanted to talk about. Yesterday, actually, like, being that, you know, I have a side job or whatever, I actually worked on Monster Jam, which is pretty fucking cool. I did Monster Jam a couple weeks ago, but this was the second one that they had at the stadium. And I got to meet two of the drivers for the monster trucks, which was pretty fucking cool. So I got to see the dude that drives the Monster Energy truck.
Okay.
And the dude that drives Gravedigger. It's pretty dope. Gravedigger actually won the entire event, which is pretty dope.
Let me tell you something right now, dude. The most famous one, of course, the classic is Bigfoot, but the most popular one, and the one that I like because the car looks pretty cool, is a Gravedigger.
Yeah, should have.
There's another one. There's another car that I thought was kind of cool. I don't know if it's still around. Megalodon?
Yeah, Megalodon's still around. Actually, okay. it wasn't in this one, but it was at the last one. Because they're about to do the whole, I guess, the run until the fucking, like, the finals and shit like that. So last one was, I guess, the prelims or whatever, and it's still, like, going through the entire season, and then it'll be over in June, I think it is. But that one's going to be in Orlando.
Orlando.
Pretty much. But yeah. But yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a fun event, and I actually was working I was working by the elevators, so I was sitting out there just seeing everybody at the fucking in the Hall of Fame suites.
Okay.
So it was super fancy and shit. So it was pretty cool. It was fun. I had a good time. And then another thing, which is something that we've spoken about before, and it's poop. Remember, way back in the day, we spoke about poops, and Yeah, I guess I'll talk about it because I was thinking about it. Should I? Should I not? Should I? Should I not? And I figured, why the fuck not?
Do it.
Because it's fun. Okay, so reason I'm bringing this up is it's something that hasn't happened to me in a while, and yeah, I accidentally shit myself on 2 days ago. It's sad, grown ass man shitting himself, but I don't know what the fuck happened. My stomach was fucking with me. And
Dude, I think that's the worst, where like all of a sudden,
yeah, it
I
was all
mean,
over because look, listen. So it happened early in the morning, right? Not early in the morning because I actually didn't have to work in that early in the morning. I worked in the later in the afternoon, but I woke up like around 10 o'clock. This was yesterday, I guess, Saturday, and I'm sitting there. I'm about to get up, and then like I kind of feel my tummy rumblings. I'm like, okay, that's happening. Something's happening. But I didn't think anything of it. I just kept moving or whatever. Then I get up a little bit, and then I'm like, oh, I start feeling about to like at the floodgates. I'm like, oh shit. So I like pucker up really tight. And I stand up straight and I'm like, gotta hold on. Gotta hold on. And then I take a step. And I'm like, oh shit, it's about to come out. And I'm like, oh no. And then I'm like, oh shit, I can't. I try to walk to the bathroom. I'm still in my room, mind you. And I just make it 2 steps, and I'm like, oh shit, it's about to come out. And it starts, and I'm like, fuck. So I just drop trowel, and I just like take a shit in my room. Luckily, like I had garbage bags around. Like not garbage bags, fucking like plastic bags. So I moved the plastic bags over real quick and got it all on the plastic bags.
like a crime scene.
But yeah, it was pretty sad. I was like, fuck.
Well, better off there than outside, like in a public place where, like, you're just out of nowhere, like, oh.
Yeah. I just fucking like, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs and fucking shit everywhere. I'm like, God damn it. It was sad, man.
You just made a Grey's Anatomy.
I just made a Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
Okay, I don't get it, but okay.
It's a personal joke that I have with the missus that she gets upset with because she loves the show,
Ah,
and I find that show shit compared, like, because I watched House, and House to me was a much superior show versus Grey's. Grey's to me, like the format of Grey's Anatomy is take drama, take drama, take drama to the 10th power, right? House was actually, character development, right?
Right, but also like House isn't necessarily like real science type shit. I think it has a lot of more, made up
Well, it
shit, I
has,
think.
yeah, but when it comes to like doctor shows, it has to be some sort of truth,
Yeah, no,
But
I
when
got
it, well, but like I, but like I said, like for me, it's just the whole thing of like that show, right? Is it's just like everything like women love, and it sounds sexist, and I feel bad saying it like that, but it's just from personal experience, dude. Like it just seems like Shonda Rhimes does shows for like oh, let's just amplify drama,
Well, yeah,
right?
because
That
she knows her
makes
demographic, dude.
yeah. But then what makes me laugh is I know I have a lot of dude friends that love this show too, and I'm just like, but you watched House. What the hell, man?
House is actually entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the thing is, this is like, I said it before, I'll say it again. You can watch whatever the fuck you want, that's fine. But just know, like, let's say if you try to make me watch something, and if I don't like it, I'm gonna let you know I don't like it. Now, I mean, as the I'm gonna put the quotes, good husband that I am, right? I have sat down with her to try to watch some of this stuff, right? And like I said, it's just I get the appeal of it or whatever. I just don't like it.
Okay, it's fair.
But yeah, so that's a comment, like I said, when it's like, oh, he's had the Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, there you go. Now you're part of the inner circle.
Yeah,
you could be Sammy Guevara.
Oh, I love it.
Himself.
I love it. But yeah, so that happened, and yeah. Besides that, I'm watching the Super Bowl right now and talking to you, and yeah, I just had the fucking pretty good ass halftime show with J Lo and Shakira, which is super fun.
Makes me laugh because as that was happening, whatever, I just decided, like, because before coming on, as I was telling you, I was doing laundry, so I went to go just take a shower to wash a day away, if you will, because, you know, it's just from early afternoon to late evening, it's been laundry because I let it pile up for a week, like, you know, for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks of laundry and just trying to take care of everything, you know, it's like, yeah. So once I was done, I was just like, all right. Do I really want to see this? No. So, yeah.
And that's fair because it's not for everybody. You know, the Super Bowls, of course, it isn't for everyone. So that's fair. Dude, and then also the music isn't good for everybody either.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the whole thing is this, dude. It's just like I'm going back to an old argument or something that I brought up like a while back in like one of the old podcasts. It's just like, I get mad at the whole New Year's Rockin' Eve is like, but there's no real rock on there.
Right.
Right. I was just like, I want to have a metal show for like our New Year's Eve or whatever when the ball drops 5, 4, 3.
That would be dope.
Four. Yes. Then like, you know, then we could actually like the name of it will be New Year's Actual Rockin' Eve.
Pretty much. Right? That's you not know, a bad idea to name it that way.
Yeah, because you know the whole, like I said, the whole thing is like I get like what you how you said it before. It's like, you know, rocking as entertainment as top 40 Billboard stuff, like, you know, things that people enjoy. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't enjoy that.
Well, how about we just name it like New York Raging Eve or New Year's Raging Eve, something like that'd be fun.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm in mid-sandwich, so yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying my best, like, whenever you were conversing, I put the mic on mute, and I was just like, no, now we're having a good conversation, because it's only two, so there's no way I can, you know, I could cover that and just like, oh, well, okay. I did mention I was going to be eating on this podcast. It's like,
yeah, oh, yeah, man. You did, but it's fine, it's fine. Yeah. It's not like if you're, no, like, it's not like if you're, you know?
Oh no, I can, but then I put it on mute. Because, yeah, I said no, and then I could put it on mute because, you know, I'm a classy bitch. So.
Yep. You are super classy.
Yeah.
With your pinky up and fucking everything.
Yeah, my fucking monocles and top hats and shit. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They calls me the Kingman, bitch.
Pretty much. So yeah, let's get into some geek shit this week. Got some shit that came out this week that was pretty interesting to me.
Yeah.
And so why the fuck not, right? Let's talk about it. This actually came out later on this week, which was I guess it was probably Friday or so. But I'm a big fan of Kung Fu, The Legend Continues. And it turns out that they are actually like Greg Berlanti, the dude that does the whole fucking like the Arrowverse and everything, is actually planning on working on a Kung Fu reboot. It's gonna be super fucking cool, super fucking interesting. But this time
Well, what I'm thinking about is, and I'm cutting you off. What I'm thinking about is, if they do that, what if they go with that in that series? Because we can't go with the grandfather because, you know, he's dead.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, so unless they get a good budget and they CGI him back.
That'd be interesting. That'd be fun. No, but what they're actually working on is actually following a Chinese American woman as, you know, the main character, which is gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty interesting. The funny thing is, this is actually set for October, for November, for this year to be released. It's gonna be coming out
You know
whenever
what?
all the other shows are gonna be coming out.
Yeah, when this is September, October, when they always try to push on the new content, like the new fall schedule.
Yeah. This is gonna be pretty interesting. I'm kind of excited for this.
I'm intrigued because I mean I like the idea of like just switch it up slightly.
Yeah. And from what I've read is that the person that's actually like behind this whole thing is actually Christina Kim, that actually worked on Blind Spot, which was a show that was on like NBC or whatever, and it was on for like 5 or 6 years or something like that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting to see this come through. So I kind of want to see this.
I'm just thinking about right now that they're like, since it becomes like around October, they'll probably push it hard body in New York
Oh
coming
yeah,
up.
most definitely. Most definitely, they're gonna push it hard in New York. And it wouldn't surprise me if they do. But it
But
wouldn't
it
surprise
is,
me if they don't either.
yeah, because and I already know, let's say whoever goes to NYCC for that panel. I can see like the one question they're gonna bring it up, like will you give an homage to David Carradine and said other dude? Ooh, I don't know, sir.
Yeah.
And or met him.
Yeah, basically. But we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it actually comes out better than we expect. Cause I like it. I
Well, I
like that
mean,
shit. And it's
still,
different.
you can oh yeah, yeah. I said you can always run with something cool like that. Now, I don't know if they're gonna go with like old school legit kung fu where you're gonna have her with like like half shaved head or whatever. I don't know how far they would go with it, but.
Well, they might actually, because that would actually like fit what it would be as far as like her joining the monks and all this shit. Unless they're gonna go through, unless they're gonna do the whole fucking like modern thing and then fucking like have her just meet some dude that knows some kung fu and then he teaches her how to do shit. But we'll see. I guess we just have to wait till like middle of next year and shit. I said, we'll see. And it's coming for the CW, so yeah. It's gonna be coming along with fucking the new Walker Texas Ranger and all that shit that's supposed to be coming out this year too. So it's gonna be cool. I wanna see it.
Oh my God, it's gonna be a martial arts power hour.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be dope.
Yeah, it'll be kind of funny. It'll come on Wednesday, so it'll be known as Whip Ass Wednesdays.
That'd be dope. I'm into it. I'll allow it.
Yes, tonight on Whip Ass Wednesdays, we have Walker Texas Ranger and Kung Fu. The legend continues again.
The legend doesn't stop.
The legend will never end.
Yeah, some next news that we got was some sad news to me at least, because I was actually looking forward to this. Was of course we spoke about MODOK getting its whole cast and everything in the last episode,
Oh, don't tell me, dude.
but Howard the Duck is not happening anymore. From what I read or whatever said, basically, like Kevin Smith got a message saying that from the executive producer Dave Willis in the morning that we got Tigra and Dazzlered. Kevin Smith said, and it continued saying, "I called him and asked, is that what I think it means?" And Dave said that he got the word that there will be no Howard the Duck show. The explanation was, we have no plan for this character at this time.
You don't really get me. You know Dave Willis?
Yeah.
You know which Dave Willis that is?
No.
That's the co-creator of Aqua Teen.
Oh shit, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So when I heard about this, I was just like, that dude should be nothing but like being so, you know, like should have everything handed to him. He's hilarious. Fuck mm-hmm. you, whoever decided to can this.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. Yeah. It fucking sucks. And then the reason we talk about Tiger and Dazzler also is that in December, the Hollywood Reporter basically ran a story saying that Marvel had fired the entire writing staff and showrunner for Tiger and Dazzler. And they were planning on getting a whole replacement team, but then they were like, nah, fuck this. And they canceled that shit too. So yeah, two shows that could have been pretty dope for fucking for Hulu, which would have been also the fucking the animated Hulu version of kind of like the Defenders or whatever that they had over there. I think it was the Offenders or whatever on this one. That it would have been the Offenders.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's not happening anymore, which is sad. But who knows? They might actually have like cameos or whatever throughout MODOK and stuff. But it's sad. It's very sad. Next thing we got was something that was pretty interesting to me. Well, not necessarily to me. It's a bunch of people because a lot of people like these fucking movies. But Transformers.
I love you. You're like, I guess. It was like, Steve, you kind of get my interest. And then you go, well, I don't know if everyone would be interested in this. It's like, well, kind of lost me.
Yeah, because like these movies are, they're not great. They're not bad, but they're not great. They're weird fucking movies.
It's not what you expect. Like when you think if you do a live action something, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's live action Transformers. Like, it's fun to see fucking huge robots, but also like, it's too much robot shit going on at the time. But which is something that's kind of brought this to my attention is that Paramount is like basically working on two different scripts for so two more spinoffs of Transformers. I don't know if it's spinoffs or whatever it's going to be, but being that Bumblebee made a shit ton of money with a smaller budget, they made $465 million worldwide with just a smaller budget. They figured, why not do this the exact smaller budget type movie for the Transformers again? So they got James Vanderbilt, who actually did the Netflix murder mystery, which is actually pretty fun with Adam Sandler.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I like that one. So he's going to be writing one of them. And then the other one is going to be written by Jody Harold, who was part of the executive production team of John Wick 3.
Okay.
So these are two pretty good people that know what to do when it comes to these type of movies, or to movies in general, because they both have, you know, they're both decent. So seeing what they're going to do with a Transformers movie is kind of what I'm interested in. I want to see what's going to happen with this, because I like the Transformers a little bit. I like the original Transformers, I like the original shit, like the cartoons from back in the day. And fucking like,
yes, to this day, well, that's actually, if I'm correct, wasn't that one of the things they said, that one of the ideas was to do Beast Wars?
Right, exactly. Well, years ago, that's what they said. And they kind of touched on it a little bit on the last one. Like, they were planning on going that route because they started to get animals and shit involved. I was like, okay, I could see this going to where it's going. But that, of course, that never happened. But, and I never saw Bumblebee, so I don't know if they actually did that into that as well. But I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see until this happens, if this happens, because it's gonna be a while until they actually figure out what's gonna go down. And being that it's two different scripts, it's gonna take a while for both of them. So we'll see.
Control C, Control V. We got two scripts.
Pretty much. But yeah, let's see what happens with the Transformers. In other news, we got some interesting shit from the Marvel Universe world. And of course we know that Loki's coming to the Disney Plus soon, or sometime this year at least. And Loki basically casted somebody that is a funny person. I'm like, okay, a funny person would be good in this movie. But the funny person that we got is actually Owen Wilson. And from what I'm reading is that Owen Wilson will be playing a major role in the Marvel Universe. So what could it possibly fucking be? How is Owen Wilson going to be playing a major role as a titular... titular. That's how you say it, right? Titular? Yeah. A titular character in the Marvel Universe. What role would he be playing? That's what I want to see. And how would he interact with Loki, and in what ways, and how is he going to work with the Marvel Universe in general? Because we already know his brother's actually in a TV show coming out very soon, which is a Stargirl, which I'm kind of interested in to see. But yeah, to see him in another superhero franchise is going to be pretty cool.
It's kind of funny to tell them how they're going to continue on with stuff like that. And they'll be like, you know, who is he teaming up with? Quick, get Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn.
That'd be great if they bring both of them in there. They're like a different... They fucking Weddy Crash fucking... the
yeah, and then somehow, for whatever reason, they end up in a modeling agency or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All these superheroes are just like us. Really, really, really ridiculously good looking. Hey, you look like my friend Hansel. Wow.
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 Wow. Yeah. So like, I want to see how this is gonna work out. Unless they decide to fucking like go all depressing dog movie with it. But yeah.
I would love to hear Franny's take on this.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of looking forward to see what Franny had to say about this. But I guess we're just gonna have to wait till next week or something.
After she listens to the episode and then she just adds her 5 cents.
Right, exactly.
It's like, what did you say, 5 cents? Yup, because it's gonna be more than her 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. 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 Would you give us a bit of a dime, please?
Go ahead. What do you think? The floor is all yours. She's out of nowhere. Well.
Yeah, basically. That'd be fun. And then one more thing came out this week that was kind of interesting. Did you see the last thing that I sent you?
Dude, I've been like so busy. You're gonna have to like,
Okay, so you didn't see the last thing. The last thing that I sent was actually something that I saw that was kind of interesting, kind of weird, kind of cool, kind of like what the fuck. And that is the trailer for Fast and Furious 9, or F9.
I saw the teaser trailer. The one, what is it, where Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel have a kid?
Well, if you watch the other ones, you know it's not her kid. It's actually his kid with his ex or whatever. She gave the kid up, and then they start to raise him or whatever. But what happens is that we now see that Toretto has a brother. And the brother is a bad guy. And the bad guy is John Cena.
Dun, dun, dun. That means you can't see him.
Yeah, exactly. And he's working alongside the bad guy from the last one, which was Charlize Theron. So yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting to see that. But then some crazy shit happens in the trailer that you're like, what the fuck? Because if you're a fan of the Fast and the Furious movies, you know what happened in Tokyo Drift.
Didn't somebody die?
Yes. Han died. Or I guess that's Han. I think that's his name. Is it name? Hold on. Gotta Google this shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you have the power, Steve. It is in your possession. It is called the interwebs. You can juju it, Steve.
Yeah. I believe.
You hear that typing, folks? You hear that typing, folks?
His name is Han. His name is Han.
Yeah. He's working right now, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know. He's doing this for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. If you've watched the Fast and the Furious movies and you saw Tokyo Drift, you know what happens to Han. At the end of Han,
that was his hand, so it was the end of Han. So there you go. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, so at the end of Tokyo Drift, we see that fucking Han dies, right? But then at the end of this trailer, you see that Han is alive and he's showing up with the crew. And like, what the fuck? How are they making this happen? How is this a thing? What's gonna happen?
They went to the multiverse and they got him because he got the one where instead of left, he went right, so he survived.
I know, exactly. No, but it's weird because what happened was that Jason Statham's character actually killed him because he killed somebody else or whatever. So I kind of want to see what happens with this. Why is he alive? Why is Han Liu alive in this? And how is this going to work? How is this going to make any sense? Because it does.
Because fuck you, it's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is fucking insane. I want to see this. I want to see how this is gonna work out. Because I wasn't a huge fan of Tokyo Drift. Like, I enjoyed it, just like I enjoy most of those Fast and the Furious movies, because they're just mind-blowing dumbness, but they're still fun. So I kind of want to see what's gonna happen with this. Have you watched any of these, or did you enjoy any of these?
No, I can't stand car porn, dude. So, so if you ask me if I've seen any of them in its entirety, what rhymes with Tupco? Fuck no.
See, but the thing is, it's not necessarily car porn. It's more like, oh yeah, I guess it is kind of car porn, but it's more like shoot 'em up.
The last one that I remember seeing was, what was it? When they had the fight scene with The Rock. I'm trying to remember which one it was. They had a fight scene with The Rock, and he caught somebody with the rock bottom, of course, obvious. And then he did a fucking Doomsday Device, which is, you know, the tag team wrestling finisher of the Legion of Doom. Where one person's on the shoulder, and the other person gives a clothesline to the person that's on top of the shoulders, and then, you know, they get all, you know, you know, you're done. So yeah, so I don't know which one that one was, but I do remember a lot of cars, The Rock fighting, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like, I can see right now, you could just tell me, oh, that one's number, like, just with that little brief summary.
That was probably the first one with The Rock, which was, I believe it was 5. Okay. But yeah, I'm a fan.
I guess I can tell you what this one is, because the end of the movie, if I remember correctly, was that's when they introduced Jason Statham at the end of the post credits.
Yeah, that must have been 5 then.
Okay, then there you go.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see this. I like I enjoy this series of movies, and they are yes, they are kind of like I'm gonna admit it now, I guess. They are car porn, but they're fucking they're shit that you could just sit down and just watch and enjoy. Because you just gotta just suspend disbelief and just check out everything that happens because they're fucking insane. And you're just like, yep, I'm just gonna eat popcorn and watch this movie. Because that's exactly what it is. It's a popcorn flick.
It's kind of funny how you mentioned popcorn flicks. I was like, you know what? I forgot to mention earlier that I actually saw two movies yesterday with Jennifer, and the only and they both have a theme.
Okay.
Disney live action.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I finally saw the live action Lion King, and I finally saw live action Aladdin.
Okay.
Now,
were they both dog shit?
I will say this. They were for what it was worth, they were both entertaining. I'm glad I didn't see it in the theater, but I did enjoy myself.
Okay.
That's the only way you can play. Like, you know, it's like the simplest answer is like, I'm glad I have Disney Plus. Because, you know, it's a good time killer, if you will.
Okay.
Like, don't expect it to be the original. But what is it? The beginning of the Lion King one was like almost a shot for shot thing of the whole, you know, the intro, the
really?
Yeah, like it was like almost shot for shot, but with live animals. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, okay. And you know, like I said, for what it was worth, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
But I will say this: in the Lion King, the live action version of "Be Prepared," I wasn't a fan of, like that song, but it worked for the movie.
Okay.
And then in the live action Aladdin, there was like a like with Jasmine, like a female empowerment song, and I'm not knocking it, but it was just like, okay, I get it why you added it for this.
I get it. It's stupid, but whatever.
That's not the sense of stupid. It's just like this song was kind of unnecessary. But I get why it was done.
I get it. I got you.
Yeah, but let's go back to car porn. All right, so yeah, so I mean, yeah. Dude, this franchise has a fan, like a huge fan base. So no matter what, if they can keep going with it or whatever, then fuck it, they can go on with it. They have a fucking spinoff for Christ's sake. So you know that they're doing something right.
Oh yeah, they're doing a lot right because it keeps bringing in millions and millions of dollars. And even though the trailer is kind of not necessarily like, oh my god, I have to go see this. Like, it's still kind of like, okay, I kind of want to see this. You know what I'm saying?
Not, oh my god, I want it. It's not, oh my god, I want to see this. It's just, oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, this looks fun. I'm into it. I'll watch it. It's not like, oh my god, I gotta go. I don't gotta go. I can wait. But
I gotta go see if it's on the Fire Stick.
Or if I get a screener for it, like I did for fucking Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. I guess another thing that I actually wanted to talk about this week earlier that I completely forgot about was we got the we finally got the last episode of Arrow. The whole finale of the fucking thing. Did you watch
it? Dude, no. I didn't watch it. But Mario did, because we were talking, you know, we talked briefly about it, said that as manly as he got hurt on it.
Say that one more time.
Now, Mario, since you know how, like, masculine buddy he is, he did admit to me that he's from this last episode.
Yeah, it's a sad episode. But it's actually a really good episode because, one, we finally see that he's completely dead. He's not coming back. But we also see that a bunch of shit happens. So there's a lot of introduction to basically the next series that's happening, which is the Green Arrow and the Canaries, which is his daughter as the Green Arrow in the future. and the Canaries, which is, you know, Laurel as the Black Canary, and the other Canary chick that actually has
white Canary.
No, not White Canary. White Canary is like, technically is a girl that's in fucking what's it called, in Legends.
Yeah,
but they're two Black Canary chicks. So
because then like one died before or something like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting how they're gonna do that, because the episode before this one was actually like the pilot episode for fucking for that show. So seeing how that pans out and seeing how that will all work out in the future is kind of interesting. So I kind of want to see that. But the big thing that happened in fucking at the end of Arrow is that we all know that John Diggle is like fucking Arrow's like best friend, like Arrow's best friend slash brother or whatever, and he's like, you know, I need you or whatever, you know, you've done a bunch of shit, and he basically throughout the entire episode you see a bunch of shit happening that kind of leads to him going somewhere in the show. And at the end, at the very end of the episode, we see some shit fall out of the sky. And it falls right in front of him. And he opens it up, and it's a fucking Green Lantern ring.
Also, he's supposed to be Jon Stewart.
Yes. Because if you go into the previous episodes, in I think it was a season before this one, we see that his actual stepfather is named Stewart. He's like General Stewart or something like that. But he doesn't take the name because he's an asshole. In the show, at least.
Okay.
So yeah. John Stewart is John Diggle. Which
I like that. So then now when you have like another crossover in the future, you actually have a lantern now.
Exactly. So that's really fucking cool. I'm very excited to see John Diggle as Green Lantern. It's something that people's been like putting shit up about for years, I guess, for like the last couple of years, since we see that, you know, his stepdad was actually, you know, Stewart. And we finally get the correlation of like, oh yeah, who's who. So yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm excited to see that shit. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. You have anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, so make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Bri2J Presents, as well as you can go to Bri2JPresents.com, check out his shit. Brian has a bunch of shit up there, and he'll have a bunch of shit on our site too. Also, you will find Franny's Rants, or as she would like to be called, It's Popping with Franny the Fan Girl, or yeah.
I'm at it, like, you're like second guessing. Is that what she wants to be called?
No, because I think she wants to be called the film snob when it comes to that one.
She but the name that we gave her joking around, right?
Yeah. No, because that's what she called herself in the intro to it, the intro that we made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's that coming soon, because she has a bunch
that's
of
so shit. She only has an intro. I'm so proud of her.
We also have Comics con Sabor, Manga Time, Anime World, all coming soon. As I spoke to Mario a couple weeks ago, and he told me.
He notified me as well. So I can I can second that, knowing that he wants to, you know, add to the geekiness, as he calls it.
Yes. Then also we have the Innocent Web comic. Also, oh, this is cool. I'm sorry, I just looked over to the TV and they have a Groundhog's Day commercial with Bill Murray, and he's actually in a Jeep and he's running around with a groundhog. So it's kind of like Groundhog's Day, the movie, but with Bill Murray in the commercial. And I'm assuming this is a Jeep commercial. Oh, this is cute. Okay, I'm sorry.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it is a Jeep commercial. I got distracted. Squirrel. Yeah.
I love doing the exit, you know, the outro. Squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, we have a whole bunch of shit on NSGeeks.net, so make sure you go check all that shit out. Also on NSGeeks.net, if you go to the bottom, you will see a bunch of cool shit, a bunch of cool places that you can go to. You could find a link to Amazon.com. You can get a whole bunch of fucking shit. You can get some old comics as far as like the Green Lantern shit on there. Or you can get some like pop vinyl stuff or whatever the fuck you want. You can also get like your first month of Amazon Prime for freezies. If you just click that link, it'll help us out a little bit. And it'll also help you out because, you know, you like some free shit. We like some free shit. So make sure you check that shit out. Also, you'll find the link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a place that you can get some cool shirts and hats and hoodies and a whole bunch of different apparel for you. That's all made by geeks for geeks. So make sure you check that out. And also they have Steam cards for some random games and shit. Then you can get 15% off if you type in code InnerCityGeeks at checkout. So go do that. Because why the fuck not, right? 15% off of anything that they have on there? I'd do it. So yeah, check out So Sick Clothing Company or SoSickClothing.co. Also on innercitygeeks.net, you will find a link to Beard Octane, which is a place that has a bunch of cool and very awesome beard products. So shit that you want for your beard. So yeah, beard oils and beard balms, beard butters, beard conditioners, co-washes, all that shit that you need for your beard. Get it at beardoctane.com. And at checkout, type in code ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. And then finally, we have a link to Kushly. Kushly is a place that you can buy some CBD products. So you guys all know about the CBD stuff, which is shit that's basically it's a product that'll make you feel good.
I was gonna say the medical benefits of it or whatever.
Exactly. It works really well. It stems from the whole hemp plant, but unlike marijuana, it won't get you high. It'll still give you all the awesome benefits of it, but without getting you high, without shit that shows up in your fucking in your blood and everything. It's just literally straight up non psychoactive shit. There you go. That's that one. My brain is not working right now. That's fucking weird. But
maybe you gotta go to Kushly and get some stuff too.
I probably do gotta go to Kushly and get some shit to help my brain work a little bit better. But yeah, you click on that link on the site and it will take you straight to Kushly, and then you will get 15% off of your entire fucking purchase. Boom. There we go.
Ooh. Yes. Boom indeed.
Yes. And you can find the show. You can find the show to listen to, of course. You can find it on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on Spotify. It's one of my favorite places to find it. So go check it out on there.
I was hoping you would have said it the way you normally say it. Motherfucking Spotify.
Motherfucking Spotify. Yeah.
There we go. Happy better. Thank you.
Yes. You can also find us on all social medias, minus TikTok. but you can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. Twitter at innercitygeeks, on the Instagram at innercitygeeks. You can find Alex where?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yes, and you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And say your goodbye, sir.
Until next time, folks.
Yeah, until next time. But you can't just leave the show.
I know. There's something that you got to bring up. What is it?
Bring up some music. So this week, just like I do every week, I bring you some music. And this music this week is actually something that from a band that is actually a band that we actually played a while ago. And they're a Swedish metal band. And I saw them live, which is one thing that got me into them.
Because well, can I guess who it is?
What is?
High on Fire?
No, not High on Fire. Sorry, sir. not the Grammy Award winning High on Fire. Okay. But it's a band that actually deserves one because they're fucking great. It's a band called Avatar. Okay. And this song is heavier than the last song we actually had on the show for them, because the other song was actually a little slow, a little mellower. But this one is actually heavy and it kicks ass. The song by Avatar is King's Harvest. It's actually really fucking good. It's really heavy. I fucking love it. And also, like, if you guys were listening to the beginning of the show, well, I'm assuming you did because you had to actually get into the show somewhere. You can't just hop in halfway through the fucking show. But the intro that we have is also from Avatar. So check that shit out. Check them out. They're a fucking dope-ass band, so make sure you do that shit. Check them out. They're awesome. And thank you guys for listening. You guys are awesome. I love it when you guys listen every single week. And yeah. So what do I say? Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.